Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, good evening, good evening, everyone. This is Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. Thank you so much for tuning in today for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio. Again, I am your host, Joyce Kiles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And for those of you who are new to our show, Walking Into a New Life is a domestic violence organization, and our mission is to stop domestic violence and help stabilize victims through a series of projects, programs, and initiatives that we host throughout the year. Most are absolutely free. We do have a few that are very minimal cost, but that is in an effort to be able to support the ministry that we have with this organization. So we are so pleased to have so many of you popping on the call on this broadcast today. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. I am especially pleased about tonight's guest, and we're going to talk a little bit more about Walking Into a New Life and some things that we have coming up at the end of the show. But right now, I am so pleased to have with us today Paris Ducker. Paris and I met, April 10th of 2010, and I remember the day very well because it was the first time that I had ever spoken about my experiences as a domestic violence survivor, and it was at the Young Women of Excellence Conference that Coalition of 100 Black Women was hosting, and I was chairperson that year. So that was my coming out, so to speak, and Paris was there. We instantly connected, and she has been a gem, a real friend to me, a real supporter. So I'm just so pleased to have her on the show. So Paris Ducker, welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Boots on the Ground.
Hi, Joyce, and thank you so much. Thank you for those kind words. Thanks.
Oh, no, well, I do mean them, and I thank you so much for just being who you have been to me personally. But I want to talk about, you know, things that you do in the community, because there are a lot of people that I have learned over the years. You touched a lot of people, so I'm not special, I guess. But that's a good thing. That really speaks to your character a lot. So I just want, for those of you that are listening in that may not know who Paris is, I'm going to open the floor now for Paris to share a little bit about herself, professionally and personally speaking. So, Paris, you have the floor.
Okay. Again, I'm Paris Ducker, and I'm very happy to be a part of your discussion this evening about domestic violence. And so a little bit about myself. I am a mother, a proud mother of three children. They're my greatest accomplishment. And to that, I actually have two grandchildren now. And I am a transplant to Tennessee. I'm originally from California, and we've been here since 1999. Professionally, I am an executive assistant. Spiritually, I attend Abundant Grace Fellowship, and I am a ministry head, and I assist in actually wherever I'm needed at church. And in the community, I've volunteered along with my children and other teams in the community for quite a while. And volunteering and giving back is really important to me. So, and it's something I like to do. And if I find myself not volunteering, it's like there's a void there or what have you. Let's see, what else do you want to know, Joyce?
Well, I know a lot of things. I want to point out to our listening audience that you spoke about being a grandmother, but I wanted to share with everyone that you are a new grandma yet again.
I am. Congratulations to you. Thank you. Caleb was born.
You said Caleb. When was Caleb born?
No, I'm sorry. I was going to say Caleb. Yeah, he was born actually Friday, October 30th. So I'm actually out of town still up here with the children. And so that's been exciting.
Yes. I wanted to make sure everyone knew that. And you actually took out some time to carve out for us, which we do greatly appreciate. So we will not have you on here long, so you can go back to loving on your baby. Now, I know that you are a life coach and a soon-to-be author, so we're going to bookmark that, but I wanted to put that out there now because we're going to come back to it.
Okay.
Tell us about the program that you all are hosting this Saturday at Abundance Grace Church.
Okay. I am a part of the counseling ministry at Abundant Grace Fellowship, and that the name of the ministry is Healing Grace. And we decided, well, we've been talking about it, and we finally got it off the ground, and we will be hosting it this Saturday, November 7th, and it begins at 10 a.m., and it's until 1 p.m., and it's at Abundant Grace Fellowship. And the name of the conference is Connecting the Dots, and it's a domestic violence conference. And we came up with the name Connecting the Dots because there are so many facets in our community and in our churches that have to connect in order to get something done or get something resolved or to get assistance. And let me just back up a bit. And even with in Healing Grace in our ministry, we felt the need for, I know, a couple of years that we need to do something in the community to become visible and let them know that we are here, especially in the Whitehaven community, but, of course, to all of Shelby County, and that we're on the main street. We're at 1574 East Shelby Drive, so we're a mile west of Interstate 55. You can't miss our church. It's a great big white steeple, you know, but a lot of people don't know the services that we offer. So
right.
We decided to go ahead and do this, and this conference will allow us to inform, educate, and offer solutions to the community through the church and the community and our police services and what have you, our hospitals and what have you.
Well, I am looking forward to the conference this weekend. I am honored to say that I am going to be part of the conference.
Yes.
Tell us again the address for the church, and listening audience, please know that this information will be made available to you on our website and on our Facebook page, on Twitter. So it's going to be several places, but for those that are listening, please just tell us again the contact information and your start and stop times.
Okay. Again, it's Connecting the Dots Domestic Violence Conference. It will be at Abundant Grace Fellowship, 1574 East Shelby Drive, and it's Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. And if you need more information, area code 901-789-4722. Also, you can reach us at healinggrace@abundantgrace.org. And I should have added the www.healinggrace@abundantgrace.org. It's Saturday, November 7th. Start time 10 a.m., end time 1 p.m. And we will offer light breakfast and a light, like a box lunch to our participants and our attendees.
Now, how much does it cost to attend?
It's free to attend to anyone, so you're welcome. Bring your family, your friends, bring yourself, of course. And we also will have service provider information tables out front as well. And Joyce, you will have a table as well, promoting your book and Walking into a New Life and your other business enterprise. And we'll also have a table hosted by Memphis Police Department and by the Family Exchange Center, and I believe Methodist South. So we're going to have quite a few vendors there to give information that the attendees can take home. Yes.
Wow, a lot of great things going on with that conference. For those of you who are just tuning in, I am Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking into a New Life, and you are joining us with the wonderfully talented and extremely multifaceted Paris Ducker, who is talking to us about their upcoming event called Connecting the Dots. It's a DV conference taking place this Saturday, November 7th. All the information will be made available on our website, on our Facebook, on Twitter, and the replay will be available. So if there's something about the conversation that you may have missed, maybe you've got on late, whatever the case may be, you can go back and listen to this replay. It will be available approximately 10 minutes after we finish with our episode for this week. So be on the lookout for that. And if you're not already following our show, then please do make sure that you go on to the homepage there and just click follow. That way you're certain to get the reminders of the shows that are coming up and different things that we're doing. We're so pleased to see so many people on the line and listening in. We are happy to know that you are interested in the issues that we're trying to promote on this show. As I stated earlier, Boots on the Ground was designed to have individuals come on the show, be able to express themselves, talk about what it is that they do in the community. And we've been so fortunate to have people from all walks of life to be a part of this show, because we truly know that the deep work, the real work, is being done by those who work in the trenches, those that are doing the direct services and going out into our communities and in our churches and really trying to navigate pulling everyone together. So I am so excited about this conference and the fact that you all are offering so much, Paris. I mean, it's free. It's absolutely free to come. And you're going, yes, to get a light breakfast. You're getting a box lunch. You're going to hear from professionals. You're going to get literature and information that you need. You're going to hear how to effectively get out of the situation and be able to do that in a safe manner. And where do we go from here? I will be a part of the conference as well. I will have my table set up as well. I will have things there. My book is definitely one of them, and I'm really proud of being able to say that I'm an author and being able to share those experiences. So, Paris, you all have a lot that you're offering, and it's of no cost. So I'm just so pleased that you all are doing this and took the initiative to make this happen.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, this is really it is a grassroots effort, and everything we're doing it, and it's, again, I'll just say grassroots effort. I'll leave it at that. But I will say that every person that we've contacted, they were so pleased and so enthusiastic about helping and being a part of the conference, because we know that even though October is designated as Domestic Violence Awareness Month, that the conversation can't end on October 31st. It must continue.
Right.
And Joyce, I know you're aware of that, but we have to keep talking about it. We have to keep it out there as a church, as a community, and we have to keep offering the help. We have to offer the solutions. We have to give the people empowerment. And we know that it doesn't affect just women. You know, men are affected by domestic,
right,
violence, children, family members, the teachers, the school system, you know, the hospitals, everyone is affected. It's like a domino effect, you know. So with that being said, we just have to keep it out there and keep talking about it. And if we touch one person, that's one more person that's being affected or will have a way out.
Yes,
or an
very well said. Very well said. And that's it. You know, it's about creating options, creating opportunities. It's about more than just telling people to leave. We've got, mm-hmm, to be able to provide them with some options, with some solutions, with some things to think about, and recognize that everybody is not in a position to leave at that particular time. So there,
right,
is a process to it. And then, you know, one of my signature talks for what I do is I have one that's called I Left, Now What? Because we can tell people to leave, but once they leave, they encounter a whole other set of issues, and a lot of times those things don't get addressed. So we have to put ourselves in a position of not just making people aware that domestic violence exists, because you can turn on the news and see that pretty much any given day of the week. So that's fine to make people aware, but it's once you open their eyes and once you've made them aware, then what is being done in an actionary sense that's going to help people to transition. And so I'm so pleased that you're doing this. But one of the things that I love most is that it's something that's continuing on beyond October. I like the fact that this is in November. We host a men's advocacy awareness event where we honor men in the community every year, and we always do it in November. And this year it's November 21st, so I'll mention that as I wrap up. But my point to it is we always do this in November because, number one, I want to keep the conversation going so that we can transition from conversation to change. But I specified having this event in November for men because I didn't want the men to get lost in October, because so often when we're talking about domestic violence, we speak of the men as perpetrators. We don't look at them as being victims, as being survivors, as being advocates. And I wanted to always do something that would honor men in the community in that way. So it was by design that we always host this particular event in November. So I'm glad to see. I think you all had a different date in mind, but I'm so glad that it got changed. That's just me personally speaking.
Absolutely. It worked out for the best. Absolutely. Yes, it did. Yeah. And when you were talking about the men, Joyce, and I personally know a few men that have actually been abusers, but they're reformed now. And a lot of times, like when I was talking about the domestic, not the domestic, the domino effect. So it's like once you're in that system, and I know many can attest to this, then once that's in your, I guess you can call it on your jacket or on your record, you know, then it's difficult for you to get a good paying job. Because a lot of times when potential employers see that, that there's something on there that says domestic violence or some type of domestic assault, they immediately close the book on you and don't want to hire you. You know, so it's like there's even help that's needed there, advocacy, some type, you know, that can help the men. So, it's, again, like I said, it's not just geared towards women, even though that's the first thing that comes to our mind, you know, is women as being victims. And we are, but men are too, you know, or even those, even as victims or those that have been reformed and they want to do better. You know, some of them, a lot of them may even stay with the person that they were abusing. They've gone through counseling. And now, it's, like you said, where do we go from here now? This is the transition. I did what you said. I've made good on my word. I need a job. I need assistance. So, you know, so this is a conversation that has to keep going, and it's so many areas to touch on. And we can't do it all in one conference, but we can attempt. That's why we, you know, phrased it, connecting the dots. So that hopefully we can get people to where they need to be and offer resources. Now, do we have all of the answers as the Healing Grace Counseling Ministry? No, but we can send you places. You know, we can bring people in that can assist you. As a church, we're there for you spiritually, you know, because spiritually is first and foremost important. And everyone, someone somewhere has a need that you still have to have prayer somewhere, you know, regardless of what's going on, you know, but... And even then with the spiritual, but then again, it's still the natural. So we have to address those needs in our community, you know. So we just feel very strongly about this.
And you all are you're doing what needs to be done. And that's a great title because you are saying connecting the dots. No one person, no one organization, no one business can do it alone. It's just a huge undertaking. But if we come together and we share our resources, we share our knowledge, we share our talents, and, you know, everybody doesn't have the same talents. I was on a call yesterday, and the young lady that was part of the call, she referred someone to me for some guidance regarding domestic violence in some places where I could send her. And her comment at that time on the call was the fact that she knew about domestic violence. She was definitely aware of it, but that was not that this particular thing was not her area of expertise. So she would rather stay in the lane that she was the most comfortable with at this place in her life, and then allow someone like me who needed to work with her in the way that was needed at that time. So I think if everybody has that same attitude of staying in your lane, so to speak, but being proactive in helping, the way that this whole circle can go and the help and the resources that we could give those who are hurting would just be phenomenal. So I love the title. I love the people that you're going to have to participate in this. I'm honored to be one of them. The resources that will be available is awesome. The fact that it is absolutely free to attend is incredible. You're getting a lot for free. And the yes. information is life-changing. So please, those of you who are online, you're listening in, please tell someone to tell two more people. Share this replay. Share this information. Go online and find us at WIANL.org. Find us on Facebook as Walking Into a New Life. The information is going to be there so that you can contact Paris and that organization. The Healing Grace Counseling Ministry of Abundant Grace Fellowship is the host for this event. Paris, tell our listeners one more time the name, address, telephone number, and time of the event.
Certainly. It's Connecting the Dots Domestic Violence Conference. It will be held at Abundant Grace Fellowship, 1574 Shelby Drive, Memphis, Tennessee, 38116. 901-789-4722 is the telephone number. And again, it's 901-789-4722. If you want to contact us, we're also on Facebook. You can reach us at www.healinggrace@abundantgrace.org. And again, the phone number, 901-789-4722. And it's hosted by the Healing Grace Counseling Ministry of Abundant Grace Fellowship.
Awesome. Thank you so very much. And for those of you who have just popped on really quickly, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. You are listening to Boots on the Ground Blog Talk Radio Show. We host this show each and every Monday from 5:30 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And we really try to make sure that we are focusing on events, news, information, current events that are related to domestic violence, sexual assault, and other issues such as human trafficking, child abuse, sexual abuse, anything that has to do with social causes and how to bring about tangible and effective change. So we're not just talking and sharing stories, because that is definitely a part of this, but we don't want to just share the stories. We want to show you about the other side of things. How to get past hurt, how to have a healthy relationship, how to get out of a bad situation, and how to do it safely. We want to connect you to tangible resources and programs and projects, such as the event that's coming up Saturday with Connecting the Dots, an excellent, excellent collaboration of individuals and organizations and businesses getting together to provide information absolutely free. Our next event for Walking Into a New Life is our sixth annual Men's DV Advocacy Awareness and Celebration. It's going to take place on November 21st, which is a Saturday. It's absolutely free. It's from 10 until noon. It will be at the Church Health Center, which is 1115 Union Avenue, Memphis, Tennessee, 38104. We will have that information available. We honor five men in the community each year who advocate in the areas of domestic violence and sexual assault. And we started doing this because we recognize that we always hear about the women as survivors and certainly those who have been victimized and ultimately may have even lost their lives. But we don't hear about the men as much. We don't talk about the men being victims. We don't talk about them being survivors. We don't talk about them actually working as advocates for change. And so we started doing this a few years ago, started out as a men's forum to just bring men together and celebrate the awareness. But then we started looking at it and wanted to actually honor them. So at this event, we're going to be doing something similar that is happening with Connect the Dots, except that at our event, when we have this for the men, we always have the other men who are in the audience. If they are hosting events themselves, if they have mentoring programs, if they're doing something with reentry, if they're mentoring, whatever capacity they work in, we ask them to please bring their information, because I truly believe that men have been part of the problem, but they're also part of the solution. So we have to, just as we're doing here with Connect the Dots, connecting the dots, we have to do the same thing with the men in the programs like the one that we're hosting. We have to come up with tangible solutions and then continue to follow up, continue the conversation, continue to move forward, continue to make men feel inclusive. And that's really important to me. I always say that my abuse was at the hands of a man, but my ability to survive and thrive and do what I do now at the encouragement of a man. So I want people to see both sides of that. Again, that's going to be November 21st. Right here in Memphis, Tennessee, from 10 to 12 at the Church Health Center on Union Avenue. It is free to attend, but we do ask that you RSVP because the seating is limited. So please reach out to me at info@wianl.org. Paris, we are getting down to our last few minutes. So at this time, I would just like to open the floor for you. And just briefly share with us any last thoughts or takeaways that you would want our listening audience to get from you tonight.
Okay, thank you, Joyce. I think the final thoughts would be that even though we see signs about domestic violence, we think we see signs and we overlook them, always pay attention. And sometimes it's the small things that get away from you. And that's even with a coworker, it could be a family member, it could be yourself. And what you don't know, you can find out. And even at the conference that we're hosting Saturday, it will be just a plethora of information that will be given to you. We'll have someone from the district attorney's office, someone from St. Francis Emergency Room, a survivor, Ms. Kyles. We'll have other survivors in the house. We'll have someone, the executive director of Victims to Victory. We'll have the clergy in the house. We'll have pastors. And so there's that balance. So it's the church and the community. And so I guess I'm saying all of this to say that there is a way out. There is a way out. And that's one of the things of the Healing Grace Counseling Ministry. We always stress and press to our members and anyone we meet that there is a way out. There is always a solution. And you just have to ask. Don't be afraid. And even if it means that you have to write a note, you know, just but there's a way out, and we want to help. We want to see people survive. We want to see a domestic violence just go away, to be something of the past, a past dis-ease in the community, and it can happen if we all, again, if we work together, if we work together and collaborate and keep those dots connected. And there are so many silos, but you can't be a silo. We all have to be part of the same goal, which is to get rid of domestic violence. So, again, Joyce, I thank you so much for all of the work that you do in the community. And we're just glad to be partnering with you at this point, and we're going to stay partners and stay connected even after the conference. So thank you again on behalf of the Healing Grace Counseling Ministry and Abundant Grace Fellowship.
Well, thank you so, so, so very much. I appreciate that professionally and personally. And, yes, we will absolutely continue to stay together, work together, and move this thing forward. As we wrap up this particular segment of Boots on the Ground, I just wanted to say again, thank you so much, Paris Ducker, for being our special guest on the show. We truly appreciate it, and I thank each and every one that has called in today, who has shared this information. We look forward to seeing each and every one of you at Connecting the Dots BB Conference, Saturday, November 7th, right here in Memphis at Abundant Grace Fellowship. And for those who may want to learn more about Walking Into a New Life, again, please visit our website at wianl.org. And please know that you can make donations to us. We really do appreciate them. We need them. We want them. We desire them. And your donations are tax deductible, so please do give that year-end giving. It's, you know, no time is too late to get started with that. So thank you all for listening. Thank you so much for continuing to help us to do the work and encourage us at Walking Into a New Life. And we look forward to seeing you all November 7th at Connecting the Dots TV Conference, and then again on November 21st for our men's advocacy event that we host each year for our men to honor the work that they do in the community. So thank you, Paris.
Thank you, Joyce.
You all have a great night. And be sure to be a blessing to others. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you. See you Saturday. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.